Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we are your hosts this morning on Circles of Prosperity, and we're talking about vibration. Got to have that good vibration, right? Yes, we want to get a clear understanding of vibration because that is a major part of the creation process. And if we don't understand creation and how it really works, how can we master it? How can we make it a part of our lives? And really use it to our advantage to live an abundant life, a joyous life. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. Let me turn your mic on.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I am activated.
Well, that's good. I wanted to also mention that we have Gloria Wells in the chat room, which you didn't mention, and also that this is Election Day, and we hope that everybody got out to vote, and we pray for our leaders.
Amen. If you didn't get out to vote, then we hope that you listen in this morning, get your heart and your mind in the right place so that you are focused and clear when you go in that voting booth, and more important, patient, and know that everything is in divine order. No matter how this turns out, who wins and who also wins, because if it's in divine order, there are winners all around, aren't they? Yes, there's no loser in the game when you understand that life is in divine order. Everything just is. Right, Dr. Reggie?
It is.
Mm. So you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day, an opportunity for us to go and select who our leaders will be, not in a country of dictatorship, but in one in divine leadership under your power. We're grateful to be in this country where we have choices and voting rights, and some people don't. We pray for them. We pray that our leaders who are chosen will work under you and work for you to help everybody in this country to move forward and do the right thing. We believe in prosperity. We believe in abundance, and you are the connection and the source to all abundance in everything. And in spite of economic conditions, and in spite of hostility, in spite of political warfare, you are always there helping us to make the right decision and blessing us in spite of all these oppositions. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I was going to pick up where we left off yesterday. And I'm thumbing through this book, which is about the power of your emotions and let your feelings be your guide, by Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham. This is another channeled work. And I just got so tickled by some of these titles. I forgot how delicious they were. Chapter 1 says that Abraham welcomes us all to planet Earth. And I want to share this with you. I'm just going to go very quickly through some of this. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to turn your mic off so I won't cut in and out. Anyway, just I want you to begin to shift in your awareness of who you really are. And because I jumped into vibration, but let's just roll it back a little bit so we get to it. And if you have any questions along the way, I encourage you to press 1 on your telephone keypad. I will stop because until we know who we really are, we are losing our authentic power. Okay? So here you are living your life in your wonderful body on this magnificent planet. And while it is not the first day of your arrival here, we would like to welcome you to planet Earth. Since you have been here for a while, it may seem strange that we are now welcoming you, but we do so because we want to help you gain a new viewpoint of this lifetime, of your existence, and of you. We have a clear view of you in your current life experience, but we also have the ability to step back and see you and your life in a much broader context than you can see it from your current perspective. And it is our desire that our explanation of you in its broader view will assist you in realizing the perfection in this eternal plan of life. So I want you to take a deep breath right now and close your eyes, because we're going to get a view, a different view, a different perspective of our life from a broader complex, from a cosmic complex, from a universal perspective, okay? We know that your birth into physical body seems as if it was the beginning of that which you are. But it was far from the beginning of you. Your life didn't begin at birth. It is a bit like you're walking into a movie theater and feeling that your entry into the theater is the beginning of you. But it, okay? So you might argue from your physical point of view that walking into a movie theater is far different from being born into your body as an infant, because when you enter the theater, you do not forget what happened before you entered. You remember who you are or who you were and what you were doing before you walked into the theater. You have a keen sense of continuity about before you walked into the theater as it relates to being in the theater and what comes after being in the theater. So in other words, it does not feel to you as if a new life began for you when you entered the theater. But we are attempting to stretch your perception a little, so that you can begin to realize that when you were born into the body, which you now refer to as you, you were not beginning then. It is our desire to reawaken within you the broader sense of continuity as you start to remember who you were before you came into this body. And even more, it is our desire that you allow yourself to become that broader perspective, focused here and now, but remembering who you really are and why you have come forth into this body. So you might say, but unlike the day I was born, when I walked into the movie theater, I was mature. I was able to speak and I was able to walk and feed myself. And while we certainly understand why your small size and physical immaturity makes it seem as if you were only then beginning, that is not the case. Your new body and new surroundings provide a new opportunity for a very wise and a very old being to continue to expand in new ways. Breathe. Oh, my God. When you're holding that little baby in your arms and you're looking at that new life and we're thinking, oh, it's so innocent, oh, it's so helpless, it can't do anything unless I do it for him. It's an old soul. So how much of the way we actually nurture our children, our babies, I wonder how much of that is hindering their growth in this experience. I'm not saying you should neglect a child, but I understand if you take a different perspective, if you're holding this baby and you're looking at it and go, oh, my God, you are in for the joy of a joy ride that you can't believe. How many of us talk to our babies that way? It's going to be so exciting here for you. And I'm going to do everything to help you. So as your broader perspective of who you really are awakens within you, your appreciation of this life experience will be tremendously enhanced. Because as you look at life on planet Earth in this greater context, what happens? Your fears will be diminished, and your natural eagerness for life will explode within you. That's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to awaken you to you're not a victim. You are an empowered being that came here for the challenges, for the excitement, for the thrill of what you're going to experience in life. And everything that happens to you expands your spiritual awareness. So grab hold of this life and love it to death and enjoy every part, the highs and the lows, because it's expanding your consciousness into this wonderful spiritual being that you really are. Listen to what Abraham tells us about the value of your faith. So here we stand looking at you and your life in this broadest of context, attempting to explain it to you from where you now stand. But you cannot see you from our perspective. And, of course, when you do see yourself from our perspective, then our explanation will be unnecessary anyway. So in this section of the book, we're going to express our perspective of you and of us and how we relate to one another. Now, Abraham is an energy, a consciousness energy that is being channeled through Esther Hicks. But what I have discovered about a lot of the books, especially the books that I am being drawn to teach you, is that energy is source energy. And I love it because this energy always says us, refers to us. Isn't it interesting that the creation story in the Bible, when they're talking about God, and this always, I always question this because when I was a kid, what does it say? It says, let us make man in our image. It was plural. It was plural, us. All of a sudden, we're saying God, 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 and the way we talk about God is singular. So then when it says let us, that doesn't make sense, does it? But it does. For whatever reason, that energy is always a collective consciousness. It is a group that are on a certain frequency. So we're getting ready to hear this from a collective consciousness that is aware of our existence and of who we really are. And we're a part of this collective consciousness, but we're in the physical plane, which appears that we are separate, but we're not separate. So let's listen to how they describe us, okay? As you read these words and ponder them fully in an attitude of faith or wanting to understand, together we will build enough bridges as you move through the pages of this book so that as you turn the last page of the book, you will be able to understand and hold our viewpoint. Not because our words will have been so powerful that they will have transformed you, but because the combination of the logic of our words and the unfolding of your own life will transform your faith or your hope into knowing. And baby, let me tell you, when that transformation happens, when you move from faith, where you're just saying something and repeating something because it's been told to you and you're trying to understand it, but when you move from that into knowing, woo, the light bulbs go off. Every part of your being is shouting hallelujah. Knowing and understanding with every core of your being is, it's better than sex, okay? It's amazing. So what a wonderful state of being. What a wonderful state of being to know with absolute certainty the existence of your being and the reason for your existence. How many of us have sat around saying, who am I? What am I? Why am I even here? What's the whole purpose of my life? We're moving into that awareness now, okay? You want to have the full realization of all that you are, not missing one inch of your essence. And then you can get on with what you came to do. And what is that? Who can tell me what that is? Why are we here? We are here to live eternally. To live your eternally expanding life in joy. We talk about joy all the time on this program. That is your single mission on this planet, to live in joy. We had a conversation at our table on Sunday when we were meeting, talking about how we have been distracted from that purpose of living in joy and how we have sold out from being in our joy. Because here's the simple thing. If you don't take control of your life, you're living someone else's life. If you're not creating your experiences consciously, you're living somebody else's life. Alrighty, so let's go into this glorious planet that thrilled you. While the idea of coming forth into a new physical body on planet Earth was certainly not a new idea to you, it was an absolutely exhilarating idea for, from your non-physical perspective, prior to your physical birth, you understood all of the implications of this new birth. So you knew what you were getting yourself into the moment you decided to come to planet Earth. You understood the perfect and stable environment into which you would be born, and you felt unbounded enthusiasm for its variety. You were excited about it. It was like going to the amusement park. You remember when you were a kid going to the amusement park and running to get on your favorite ride? Mine was the roller coaster. I wanted the thrill. That's what this life is like, getting on a roller coaster. The thrill, being scared because you're up so high and then dropping, the thrill of dropping down and then climbing back up. Oh, my God, that's what life is like, is it not? We have our highs and our lows, but we need to go through all of it with enthusiasm, with excitement, with joy. What you most felt was the freedom and the unlimited nature of this environment. The diverse beauty of the physical nature of your planet thrilled you as you anticipated your arrival, but you were also thrilled with the beauty of the diversity of the people and the ideas that were waiting for you. And at one point in your preparation for making your new entrance into this physical body, you did feel concern about the perspective of the inhabitants of your planet. Not once did you feel a need to get here so that you could set them straight or show them the error of their ways or correct their course. Whoa! What does that say? It was like, everybody there is my brother. I'm so excited. I'm going to see them and be with them. Everybody is on this wonderful divine mission. So here's how you were looking at it when you were in your non-physical form. You saw this planet as diverse. You saw it as ever-changing, but you also saw it as perfect. And you came forth with an eagerness that defies verbal description. And because of the secure vantage point from which you were coming, you were not guarded or concerned about your entrance or about what would surround you once you got here. Instead, you knew that you had within you. Oh, here's a glorious message here. You knew that you had within you the resources not only to cope with your new environment, but also to mine it for the joyous expansion that you are eternally about. And so here you are. And while you did not just get here, everything that you have just read still holds true. It is our desire to restore your understanding of what it is just before you came forth into this body so that you can know and you can now experience this magnificent life experience in this wonderful body on this glorious planet in the way that you intended. So, dear friends, welcome. Welcome to planet Earth. Hey, are you guys jumping up out of your seats to have that new perspective? Whoa, I am. It's a hallelujah moment for me. Understanding how much God loves you and how aware you were before you were born of that love. So let's remember the big picture here. While we are eager to get to the heart of this book, which is a complete explanation of the power and the value of your emotions and how to understand them and effectively utilize the guidance that they provide, it is necessary that we give you a broader view of your eternal nature. And here's the thing that I want to plant in your mind about eternity. Just a question. Where do you think eternity begins? See, you know, we grow in the church. There, we think of we come to this planet, we're born, then we're going to die, and then there's this happy ever after that's eternal. But if eternity has no beginning and no end, your birth is not the beginning. It's a continuation. Your death is not the end. It is the continuation. That personality you is constant. It's eternal. Okay. While this description of you may seem foreign to you upon your first reading, as you absorb it and consider it fully, you will begin to feel a recognition of this view. For at deeper and broader levels of your being, you already know this. And so these words will just help you to remember. So I want you to take a deep breath and close your eyes again, all right? And just listen to the words coming out of my mouth. by your physical standards, where you define your experience in physical terms with physical places and such, you would likely define the non-physical realm as a non-place. We're talking about the spiritual realm as a non-place. But even though non-physical differs from physical in many ways, and while you cannot perceive it accurately from your physical perspective, it exists. It is real. It is vast. And it is a place, or rather a non-place, of pure positive energy. So prior to your emergence into this physical body, you were fully aware and conscious in the non-physical realm. In other words, you understood yourself as you, in the same way that you now identify yourself as you. And in the same way that you stand in your physical body, looking out into your world, translating what you see through the lens of your own personal perspective from your non-physical vantage point, you also translate everything that you behold from your own powerful personal perspective. The non-physical you has an eternally expanding identity through which you perceive life. And from that vantage point, that's where you begin to observe and you think and you imagine and you ponder and you know and you feel. And here's the thing. Process is going on whether you are aware of it or not. If that's what's going on. You are thinking and pondering and wondering and doing all of that from the non-physical you, which is what the Bible refers to from the spirit. It's non-physical. That's why we have such a hard time trying to put words on it because to describe it. And why, you know, there's so many things that we call God, and it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter what you call it, but it's the source of all life, and you are a part of it. So from that broad non-physical perspective, you came forth into this physical body. You came as an extension of the pure positive energy being that you are in the non-physical. And as you were born and you donned this body and this personality that you and others identify as you, that conscious being that existed in that non-physical realm still exists there. So now we're moving into multi-dimensions when we refer to the higher self. That higher self is that pure energy, that pure divine energy that is still out there in non-physical form that you are, that's a part of you and connected to you right now, wherever you're sitting in Florida, Oregon, the UK, Georgia, California, Maryland, Washington. So in the same way that a thinker thinks a thought, but still exists separately from the thought that he or she thinks, the non-physical you thought, you but still exists separately from the you that was a thought. The non-physical you thought, the thought that existed in the non-physical you, it still exists separately from the you that was thought. This is really getting turned around. So in other words, when you give birth to an idea, you still exist to give birth to another idea. And so from your non-physical vantage point, You gave birth to the physical you. What are they saying? This is how Unity explains it. Unity says, God ideates. God ideates, meaning God has ideas. Think about the creation story. God said, let there be light. That was an idea first. It was a thought first. I love the creation story because it just simplifies the process. I love it when it says that the energy of God moved upon the waters. And what Dr. Reggie teaches, the metaphysical Bible, he breaks it down so that the Bible, it explains you. And that first lesson talks about the creation story. And it blew me away because when it talked about the energy of God moving, the spirit of God, energy of God. See, I translate it to energy because I'm trying to get rid of that image of this man up in the sky with this long beard saying, okay, I bless you, I curse you. I don't believe that anymore. But the image is still there from when I was a kid. So this energy was moving upon the water. What is that? If you think about how birth begins, what that sperm is moving in that liquid, it's darkness in there. And it's moving towards the egg to fertilize it. That sperm has energy. It's wiggling and moving. It has the spark of life in it. Isn't that amazing? So it changes your whole perspective when you understand that the Bible is about you. If you go through all of the scriptures and translate it from thee to thou to me and I, you get a good understanding because it's your story, your creation, how you came about. Oh, I just get so excited here. I'm burning up now because I'm hot. I can't get cool enough. This excites me. So God ideates. This is what they're saying. That energy, source energy, has ideas. And guess what you do? You get ideas. They're coming from source. They're coming from God. That's the number one way we express God on this planet. Through our ideas. Okay, so from your non-physical vantage point, you gave birth to the physical you. And when the vibrational projection of thought, which extended from the non-physical into the physical, converged with that physical body that was conceived and grew in your mother's womb, you were born. So what was once just an idea, which was considered and imagined, has now become physical reality. Ooh, isn't that cluing you into how you function and how we create? Listen to those words again. So what was once an idea, which was considered and just imagined, has now become a physical reality. It's a body that houses this energy, your eternal energy. So the idea of you has now become a physical reality. And the non-physical you who gave birth to the idea, well, that remains non-physically focused. And so because of your birth, because of your physical birth, it has now become even more fully expanded. Now, let me try to put this in some other terms, okay? And this is coming from Unity, this concept. But I think it's very close to trying to break it down where we can understand it. And sometimes we break it down and we're guarded about it. So I'm not going to be guarded. And some of you may get mad at me when I say these things. But I believe that it is the truth. And I know if I'm reaching out to you that you will understand that it's the truth. And guess what? You may get mad today and you may hang up and go away, but the seed will have been planted. And because it is the truth, it's going to expand in your consciousness. And because you're on the line right now or listening to my voice right now, you are ready to hear this. But I'm going to break it down to you, so take a deep breath. That non-physical, they're using the word non-physical, and I understand why they're using it, because our perceptions of God, the way we have been taught about God, it has limitations. We put God in a box. So I totally agree that we have to stop using that word God only because of the images that go through our head, not to not acknowledge the power of that energy. Okay, so now, here it is, an idea. This is source energy. This is God having an idea to create you. What Abraham is saying to us is that which we call God is really you. You don't you see it? Where they're saying you are a part of that non-physical energy, source energy, and a part of that source energy is inside of you, thought of you, and created you, and is in you. So we say we're all children of God. Do you really understand what that means, to be a child of God? It means that God resides in you, not outside of you. From the very moment that part of you that said, it's like, you remember the drop of the ocean? If God was the ocean, and we went and took a drop of water out of the ocean, it's still part of the ocean water. You are still part of God. Okay? And when you contemplate on that and meditate on that truth so that it becomes a part of your being, it eliminates all fear. And I can tell you that because I went through that process when I really got it. That God is in me, not outside of me. It shifted a lot of things for me. It made me choose wiser in terms of the people I wanted to be around and the energy that I wanted to experience, because I said, is this the right way to honor God? Whatever I'm doing, am I honoring that divine essence of me? Not the ego, Cynthia, but that which is beyond my ego, that animates my body. I want to live my life where I'm constantly honoring that part of Cynthia, that divine part. So you begin to love your body and respect your body. You begin to love everybody around you, because that gives honor to creation. That gives honor to source. That gives honor to God. And then my biggest challenge in this life was fear. Fear of not feeling, you know, that I wasn't worthy, that I wasn't good enough. But I have the perfect energy inside of me. It's divine perfection. Why is it that I say I'm not good enough? God in me is good enough. God in me has the strength to overcome everything. And so when life presents its little challenges, I remind myself of how glorious I am, because that energy is in me. God is in me. Whew. I love you guys. I love you guys. Let me tell you, we're going to end this very quickly. So the idea of you has now become a physical reality, and the non-physical you who gave birth to the idea remains non-physically focused. And so because of your physical birth, it has now become even more fully expanded. So now, not only has the non-physical you expanded, but now you have two powerful points of view. You have your physical viewpoint, and then you have your non-physical viewpoint. And there is nothing that will ever be more important for either of these two wonderful perspectives than their relationship to each other. Everything that you are living is about your physical and your non-physical points of view and how they interplay with one another. So if we go back and think on the story of Jesus, okay, because there was this magical birth, right? The virgin birth. I think that the virgin birth was just all about was to really say, this was an idea that, you know, that came into being from God. But it's really your story. The Jesus story is really your story. And what happened with Jesus? He clearly understood his connection with the, to use their terminology, with his non-physical self. He made that as much alive within him as the physical Jesus, the non-physical. That's why he said, I and my Father are one. And that's where you're moving to. That's what we're seeking, to be one with that source energy. Amen? Right. So the reason that we're writing this book and the reason I'm sharing it with you is to help you understand that through discovering the astonishing power of your emotions, and then and only then can you clearly understand your relationship with the non-physical you. I'm going to go to a caller real quick. Good morning, 0411. Anthony!
Cynthia.
Hey, baby, what's happening?
Oh, my God. I tell you, you know, there have been times when I would be up late and miss the call, but I got on it right as Dr. Reggie was giving the prayer, because I just woke up feeling really, really good about the transformation that's been taking place. And I must say, Dr. Reggie, I tell you, God has really, really touched you and blessed you. Because the very thing you said in the Oracle Friday on the 26th literally came to pass, literally. I know that I know that I know. I have no question. I have no question of the power. I hope you all can hear me.
We hear you. We're really quiet because
there's no reason for me to be surprised, because I literally manifested. I knew what I wanted, and I knew what I wanted to manifest. And yesterday was a revelation that I got from the confirmation of what I was looking for. It was clear cut. I mean, you know, some people have their confirmations. I had several of them. And,
wow.
And last night was a powerful one, a very, very, very powerful one. It told me then, yes. And I had no questions, no doubts. I'm so thankful, so grateful, because in just that incident gives me an outlook that everything in my world, I create everything that takes place. And if I don't like what I create, I make the changes.
That's right.
It's all in my head. No big deal, because we do. We all made decisions, made mistakes, let's put it like this. We all done something that we didn't particularly like, because there's no right and wrong.
That's right.
You know, everything is relevant. There's no right or wrong, so everything is relevant. So because of that, if something that I didn't like that did not resonate with me, I know how to change it. I say, okay, I don't like this picture. Just change it. I am the director of this film show, of this movie, the greatest movie on earth, far as I'm concerned. I'm the director. So if I don't like it, I can change it.
That's
every day, every moment, yes. I can change it.
Anthony, you got it.
Yes.
We have 60 seconds before our show has to close.
Okay.
I so appreciate you. You got it. Thank you so much, Karen. Dr. Reg.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful lesson. about our vibrational frequencies that we emit all the time. We're born with these beautiful qualities of feeling and knowing and reacting and responding. Let us respond always in love. We have choices. Let us choose wisely that we help others on this path. Let us understand that we emit frequencies with the thoughts that we think. And the words we say carry that vibration forward to do its job. Let us always send love and energy and healing. I believe it is so, and so it is.